We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NBA. Zach LaVine has been cleared to travel to Tokyo on Thursday for the Olympic Games. Health and safety protocols clouded LaVine's availability for Team USA, but he has been cleared. With Bradley Beal and Kevin Love being replaced by Keldon Johnson and JaVale McGee, LaVine may take on a bigger role than previously expected. Also in basketball news, Blazers guard Norman Powell is declining his $11 million player option to become an unrestricted free agent this offseason. In NFL news, Rams running back Cam Akers is likely out for the year. The Rams haven't officially ruled Akers out for the season, but test confirms he has suffered a torn Achilles. The injury typically requires surgery and then a recovery timeline of at least 8 months, but Akers will gather more information before making anything official. In MLB news, Rockies pitcher Austin Gomer has been reinstated from the 10-day injured list ahead of Wednesday's start against the Mariners. Dodgers second baseman Max Muncy was removed from Tuesday's game against the Giants with a right shoulder contusion. In MLB strikeout prop action at BetMGM, first consider Adam Wainwright under 6.5 strikeouts against the Cubs, as we're projecting just 4.1 strikeouts from the veteran. There's also Lance McCullers against the Indians, and we're going under 7.5 strikeouts from him. And also Dylan Cease under 6.5 strikeouts, as we're projecting just 4.7 strikeouts against the Twins for Cease today. For value players on FanDuel starting in pitchers, we're looking at Matt Manning, Alexander Wells, Jordan Holloway, Garrett Richards, and Madison Bumgarner as the top values. On the DraftKings sides, we're looking at Matt Manning again, Michael Pineda, Jordan Holloway again, Asher Wojcicki, and Lance McCullers. For batters on FanDuel, there's D.D. Gregorius, D.J. Stewart, and Bobby Dalbec. On DraftKings, it's Miles Straw, Luke Williams, and Danny Santana providing the best value today. Hot batters today include two guys from the Red Sox facing off against Toronto's Robbie Ray. Enrique Hernandez and Hunter Renfro have striked out a combined 23 times against Ray, but they've also combined for 7 home runs in under 75 at-bats, including 13 combined RBIs. For MLB best bets, first look at the Cubs-Cardinals game with Kyle Hendricks facing off against Adam Wainwright. Hendricks has won 10 in a row with 2 no decisions in his last 12 starts, and he has gone at least 6 innings in all of them. He has faced the Cardinals 3 times this year, going 3-0 with a 2.37 ERA and a whip just a tick over 1 with just 7 strikeouts in 19 innings pitched. The Cardinals are a tough team to strike out, and Hendricks is not a strikeout pitcher, but we can see here that he has had success against this team and is very consistent in the number of innings per start. Hendricks has been one of the most profitable pitchers in the first 5 innings this season, and we're taking the Cubs on the first 5 and Hendricks under 3.5 earned runs. Next, consider the Giants and Dodgers game. If you dig into Logan Webb and his game logs, you'll see that his 2 bad starts came in the 2 toughest ballparks to pitch in, at Coors Field and at Citizens Bank. In the 9 starts excluding those, he has pitched 47 and a third innings pitched with 50 strikeouts, 13 walks, and an ERA under 2.5. In his 6 starts from May 11th on, he has struck out 35 and walked just 7 with an ERA under 1 with a whip also under 1. On May 29th, he went 5 innings against this Dodgers team on the road and struck out 7 batters. For that reason, we're liking the Webb over 4.5 strikeouts and the Giants on the first 5. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.